Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another Teamless Tuesday. I am joined by Roscoe tonight, and we are both out of trades. We are here. We are surviving. We have struggling to get 13 players on the field this week. And the only good thing out of it is, Roscoe, your captain, you got 200 out of your captain last week.
Mate, more than that. 212 to be precise. Yeah, DCE. Listen, I've got about 8 playing this week. It might be 9 with Colquhoun, but I jagged some extra points with DCE. A lot of people were spraying me early because
some people told you that wasn't a good captaincy choice. I can't remember who they were.
Yeah, I was just after that early Cleary game, and he got those Cleary phantom points. But no, I backed myself, and they don't come off often. I think the last time it backfired, but nah, it's good. He's brain in. I'm probably going to go him again this week.
And that probably leads into my big question this week. We're going to keep it nice and short and sharp and sweet. And I guess the really big one, with all the carnage going on, the fact that Penrith have named a full-strength team and could not play some of their big guns.
Who do you think captains, I reckon. I'm going DCE.
Yeah.
It's Jake's 200th game, so they'll want to respect him. And, they'll want to put in a big performance for Jake. He's, like, the hardest worker at that club. So, I think any Manly players, you load up on those.
Yeah, I reckon that's not a bad shout. The other one I reckon wouldn't be a bad shout if you owned him would be Tedesco, because he's going to have a huge game. You know the Roosters are going to be pumped to win this game.
And Scotty brought up another good suggestion is Fifita. He's due. There's 3 good options.
Yeah, I reckon you choose one of them. Worst case, go with a Murray or something like that. Someone solid.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout as well.
And I guess that kind of leaves us with where we are for this season, mate. What would DCE be your biggest energy move, your BDE?
I got on Garrick very early, so I think I got ahead of the curve with that. I've had Garrick for like 4 years in a row now, so it's not like a big surprise. Listen, when it comes off, it's good. So yeah, I'd say because it's fresh, the DCE captain call was great, but there's been many moments.
Before we go on,
what's yours?
I reckon mine's getting Nicho Hynes in round 4 when he came back from injury.
Yes, I remember that.
So getting him that first week, I reckon that was a pretty good one that's paid off really well. So that week, tough. And I'd kind of rather focus on those positives because we've got plenty of negatives between the two of us.
No, mate, we don't need to go there.
Yeah, exactly. But the reality is, there's not a lot to talk about tonight. You've got the Sunshine Coast Falcons coming up against whatever feeder team it is for the Broncos, Winner Manly or whatever they're now. You've got all these other games. Guys, most of what we can do is just sit here, pray, hope, and hopefully you come out all right in whatever you're doing.
And if you have got trades, you can just save them for next year.
Yeah, save your trades for next year. Roll them over. That's exactly it. Yeah. Don't waste them this week.
Roll them over.
Yeah. So don't bother wasting them. Outside of that, mate, I guess for us, we've probably got a few thank yous to do. We've kind of held up this show after a couple of people, they couldn't hold up their show.
Mate, you've done a great job hosting that. So yeah, on behalf of the lads, well done. You've kept the fans happy with the fantasy potty every Wednesday morning they get it. So
yeah.
Yeah, no, cheers. It's been fun. Well, probably more to come in the next year.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We've also got to do a couple of shout-outs to Luke, who's been able to help us out with the recording and everything like that this year. We've got Floggy, we've got Paulie, we've had Baldwin when he was in town, gave us a hand with special comments. Cookie was in here giving us special comments at different stages. Who else am I missing that's giving us special comments? Griffo.
Yeah, Griffo, Lenty. Had Survive Troopers, Scoop. Yeah, there's been a few lads that are held up their end of the bargain. So, yeah, cheers, lads.
Cheers to everyone that's been able to help us out. And hopefully we are back here next year and we have two shows and we keep moving forward.
Oh, Timmy's getting emotional.
Yeah, it's like saying goodbye, but not that bad. Nah, it's not even close. Guys, have a great one. Enjoy your off-season. Start planning for 2024, and goodbye.